bonding with a plug-in pet. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This is the sound of the Sony Aivo. It's not a computer or a video game. It's a robot shaped like a small dog. The Aivo can chase a ball, understand commands, and even walk to a docking station and recharge its own batteries. The Aivo has a devoted following among high-tech hobbyists, but it may also serve a practical purpose. Alan Beck is director of Purdue University's Center for the Human-Animal Bond. He and his colleagues are studying whether the Aivo can act as a companion for elderly people.
Animals are a source of attention and a source of humor and a source of touch and comfort. Well, for people who can't even have animals, will the robotic dog serve at least some of those same roles and therefore some of the same health benefits?
The researchers work with residents at a local assisted living facility, giving them an Aivo for 6 weeks.
It was amazing how soon older people get caught up into appreciating the animal as a target of care, of something worth nurturing, something worth talking to, just like it was a puppy.
The study will continue through next year, and Beck says they hope to learn whether robots like Aivo can, in fact, improve an older person's well-being. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.